than most.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
What day is it? Garbage day today, Greg, in Dallas, Texas. Is it not? It's Wednesday at the ranch. It's garbage day. Is it Wednesday?
It is. It's hump day.
I put the garbage out last night. More garbage from the left to talk about today. Oh. They're just handing it to us on a garbage platter. Oh. Welcome inside, guys, to the GunBroker.com studios. Mark Walters on this Crossbreed mic for you today. All of it presented by that amazing company protecting the firearms industry, X Insurance, and all of our partners. Make sure to check them out. So, Greg, before we go to our guest, I did a half hour this morning on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Yeah, I heard you.
Which was, oh, you were tuned in. Well, that's right. You're there. You're
yep.
The knock that produces the show.
Yep.
So you got to hear that. That was a lot of fun. Of course, the great Carl Jackson was on the mic today, filling in for Mr. Gallagher.
He was. He did a good job.
He did a great job. And we got to do some explaining about the Bruin case and its origins in Heller and McDonald. And couple that with some discussion, some really good discussion about the gun control law. And I thought it went really well.
All right.
So also some couple TV appearances coming up next week. I'll keep you posted when those occur. And last night, before we go to Paul, AWR Hawkins reached out to me from Breitbart last night. He says, can you check my camera again for me? I said, sure. So he dials in and I go through the routine with him, make sure he's got all the sound going. And he was on Prime News Live. The same show I was on a week earlier, he was on with the host, Jen Pellegrino. And you know what he did? He laid out a perfect, perfect statement when he was talking with her. And she asked him, guys, about the history of gun control and racism in the Democrat Party, Greg.
All right.
And AWR, of course, has a master's and a PhD in history. This is something he knows about.
Yep, he does.
And he made a statement last night. I could only wish that he were talking to an anti-gunner on a split screen, because he would have shut him right down. It was an instant checkmate. And only AWR in his folksy, whimsical way could do this. He said, you know, the Democrat Party is the party of slavery. It is the Democrat Party, the party of gun control. It is the Democrat Party. And he stopped and he said, you know, I have a PhD in history, and that doesn't make me smarter than anybody else. It just means I've studied it.
Yep.
At which point, I just threw my hands up. I said, utterly brilliant. You just shut down anybody that would have tried to oppose anything you were saying with that comment.
Well, and the left requires letters after your name in order to take you seriously, or for you to even be able to define a woman. So obviously, he should have credit in their credit system.
He has a Bachelor of Arts, a Master's, and a PhD. Good enough for you, lefties? And it happens to be in a subject that you don't want to hear anything about.
Yep.
But when he said that, he said, I have a PhD in history, and that doesn't make me smarter than anybody else. It just means I studied it. It was a complete shutdown. It was absolutely brilliant. Guys, if you get a chance, go check out AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, our dear friend and regular contributor here on Armed American Radio over the years, as he had a fantastic conversation last night about the Democrats' attempts to come after your firearms and your firearms rights. And he laid out a little bit of history in the process, and it was fantastic. Great stuff. Congratulations to AWR Hawkins. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome in, my brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I know.
Hey, Paul, I am... We haven't talked to you yet since the victory in New York, and I'm going to ask you, as I've asked all of my guests and regular contributors, the same question. When you knew the decision came down, and whenever it was you had an opportunity to read it, I want to know what went through Paul Markle's mind. What did Paul think when you read it? Give us just open-ended. Tell us what you thought.
What I thought was, that's great, but the nine people or the six the six Americans and the three communists on the Supreme Court, they're not the ones that are going to make that happen. The ones that are going to make it happen, it's not enforceable unless the people enforce it. And look at California. California has been told by courts for how long now?
Decades.
The court says, yeah, they said, hey, your gun control, this is unconstitutional. And California's like, oh, okay, thanks. We're going to go ahead and ignore you now. Your magazine bans are unconstitutional. Okay, thanks. But it stays in place because we're going to ignore you now. So all these states, whether it's New York, whether it's New Jersey, whether it's California, whatever, all these, quote, may issue states, which may issue essentially means not. It means if you didn't make a donation to the sheriff's reelection campaign, then the answer is no. So all these may issue states, you're like, well, the court just said that the people don't have to provide you special cause. They don't have to come with you to you with hat in hand and prove to you that they need their rights. So what are you guys going to do? California, New York, New Jersey, whatever. And the answer is they're going to do nothing. The answer is they're going to pretend it didn't happen. The answer is that they're going to make it more difficult. And they can get away with it because the people in those states allow them to get away with it.
All right, so I'm going to state this as if someone asked me. So you talked to Paul Markle today. What did he think about the ruling? Here's the way I would respond to that. Well, after talking with Paul today, he was excited like we all were, but with trepidation, with concern. Is that fair?
Yeah. You know, what we've seen, the history of the Democrat Party is they only go along with court decisions that they agree with. If they don't agree with it, they're going to pretend like they never heard it, didn't hear it. Look what California did when the court said, hey, your magazine ban's unconstitutional. They're like, okay, fine. But we decided that we're going to keep doing it anyway. Like, oh, okay, well, since you decided, I guess you're going to keep doing it anyway. It's up to the people. You know, I can't remember. I believe it was Madison that said, was it Madison or Washington that said that the guardians of the Constitution are the people themselves?
I don't know which one of those it was, but that sounds to me like it would be either Madison or Jefferson.
Yeah, is the guardians of the Constitution are the people themselves. And it is not the court. And now we brought this up before, we talked about it before, and it's been a while since I've thrown that quote out. But, you know, people are like, oh, well, we need to do this to the court. Or the Senate or the Congress or whatever. But the fact of the matter is that's not the way the country was founded. That's not the way it was organized. It was organized so that the people themselves are the guardians of the Constitution. And we forget that, or we don't want to consider it, or, you know, I mean, look at the modern state of affairs. Nobody wants to do anything. No one wants to do any heavy lifting. Everybody wants everyone to fix their problems for them. But the fact of the matter is, if we have any hope of continuing as a representative republic, the shadow and the shell that's left of it, the people have to understand that it's them that are the guardians of the Constitution. Not Clarence Thomas, not Amy Coney Barrett, not Kavanaugh, not any of them. It's the people. And if the people are unwilling to hold their representatives accountable, then they will not be held accountable.
You know, we're going to get a taste of that, Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to get a big taste of whether the people are holding the representatives accountable when we see what happens with the 14 Republicans in the Senate.
Yeah,
that we're going to see. There's going to be some reckoning there, I believe. And if there's not, then we have our answer as far as what you're mentioning, that the people are doing nothing about it. Based on the response I saw, and you saw as well, that Cornyn got at the little Republican Texas convention, I don't think he's in very good shape in Texas. But then again, he's not up for reelection for another 4 years. So there's a lot here. But I am going to take, let me put it this way. I'm going to disagree with you when we come back from the next segment about the people. And maybe it's not disagreeing. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to comment on what the people I think are going to do, which will be the action that Paul is talking about. And we'll get his comments on that. I'll explain a little bit better when we come back from the break. And I think you'll split hairs. I'll explain this when we come back. I'm going to run out of time right now. So when we come back with Paul Markle, student of the gun, while I'm not going to disagree with him, I'm going to take you to task as the people, and we're going to see if you're going to do what Paul is actually talking about in response to the Bruin opinion in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case versus Bruin in New York. Big victory, but as Paul said, is it? What are we going to do about it? We'll be back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back. Inside the GunBroker.com studios, Mark Walters on the Crossbreed mic with you all, presented by X Insurance. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, welcome back inside. Let me briefly explain where I was going before the break. As you eloquently said, what are we going to do with it? What are the people going to do? The decision doesn't mean anything unless the people put it in force. Here's what I believe Thomas did. I think Thomas understood exactly what you were talking about. And I think the justices understood that from a conservative standpoint in the Dobbs case as well with abortion. They gave it back to the people and the representatives and took it away from the federal government, which is a step in the direction that you're talking about. First off, would you agree with that?
Yes, we have to go that way.
Okay, so they handed it to us. They're telling us basically the same thing. We're giving you a republic if you can keep it, which I believe was Franklin.
It was Franklin, yep.
We're giving you a republic if you can keep it. That's what the justices did in both of these cases, probably more predominantly so in the Dobbs case, but nonetheless, by extension and caveat, with the Bruin case in New York, because you cannot screw the people out of their rights. So the people are going to respond, or are they? Let me tell you how I think the people are going to respond and what we're going to do. You are going to see a massive uptick in those individuals seeking licenses to carry now in all of the states that you mentioned. New York, New York City, New Jersey. New Jersey AG capitulated overnight and wiped out that good cause, as did the AG in California, albeit about 48 hours later, but they did it. And there's a report out, guys, we're going to talk about this in the second hour, that Villanueva, the sheriff in L.A. County, is getting ready to up. He thinks he's going to see a 400+% increase. So isn't that the people responding, Paul?
Yeah, but did you see what the Attorney General of California did?
I did, and that's why I want to take it there. Go for it. Gun owners,
yeah. So, yes. And this is where people rightfully believe that these communists are going to go. They're going to be like, oh, you think that you peasants think you want rights? Okay. You think you deserve? Okay. Well, we're going to punish you however we can punish you. And that's the, oh, oopsie. Oopsie, the Attorney General of California, oopsie, releases the names, addresses, personal information of California concealed carry permit holders.
Yeah, that AG, oops, by the way, right now is saying that it was a mistake, which is a bunch of bunk. Oh. We know that not to be the case.
Really? It was a mistake. Oopsie. So you're either corrupt or you're inept. Which one are you going to choose? You're either corrupt or you're inept. Yeah. So either way, you shouldn't be in the position that you're in, being corrupt and or inept or both. So, what I believe and what a lot of people believe is that they're going to take steps. They'll say, OK, well, we have to listen to you and we have to take your permit fee or your application. We have to do that. And then you can sue us. We'll see. But the history of New York and the history of California is they're going to do what they want to do. I mean, let's face it. California has a single party, a monopoly system, and they're going to do what they want to do. Courts be damned. So,
Paul, let me say this again. I want to throw a caveat out to you. It's not just California going to do what they want to do and New Jersey going to do what they want to do or New York. It's all Democrats. It's all Democrats, yep, everywhere, all of them, their disdain for the rule of law. So while we're talking specifically, Paul, about those areas, because we know we're going to throw those, we know they're going to throw those roadblocks up, as we saw from their history in Chicago, when the McDonald case slapped him in the face, correct? We know they're going to put roadblocks up. We're expecting it. But that's just a Democrat being a Democrat everywhere, is it not?
Yep. And the only way that it's going to ever change is if they're held accountable by the people. And, you know, the history of California is they're not going to be held accountable by the people.
I could argue
every time they try, they fail.
Yeah, I could argue in California, because of the one-party monopoly rule, that it may be next to near impossible to hold them accountable because of that one-party rule. Now, there are some interesting dynamics in play in California right now. You're beginning to see Republicans make headway in California. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. Any shift in California is going to take at least two generations to change, because the left is so ingrained out there. But, and I'll give you a brief example. Again, we'll talk about this in the next hour, guys, in some greater detail. The West Hollywood Police Department has now been voted by City Council to be defunded, while crime is rising at over 138% in the violent category. And they're taking away the West Hollywood Sheriff's Department's funding. It is unbelievable. And what do we have here? We have a lot of angry Democrats, as well as Republicans, who have to live in West Hollywood and are the victims of that 130% increase in crime, Paul. So what happens? Do we see a change in the town council at some point? We saw a remarkable shift up at the DA in San Fran. 72% threw them out. That's the most liberal town in the country.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know the answer to that either. I know what I'd like to see. And there are some signs.
I'm kind of like, I take the, I'm from Missouri, show me. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, if they're like, oh, California's turning around. Okay, you say that. And when I'll see it when I believe it. Because, you know, when, remember when they're like, we're going to recall the governor. I was like, sure you are.
Uh-huh.
Sure you are. You're going to recall the governor. And the governor just set the agenda for the voting. He's like, well, you can't vote in person, but you can vote by mail. Well, there we go.
No, we talked about it on this program, what they were throwing up. We knew what was happening out there. Well, yeah, it was a joke. But there are some signs. Again, I'm not saying that this is going to happen overnight. It is not, ladies and gentlemen. California's got decades of work to do. This did, what happened to California did not happen overnight. It's not going to fix itself overnight. I will say this. Biden is accelerating it, but to what extent? It's going to take multiple election cycles to really get a clear picture so that we can look back in the rearview mirror with high definition vision and go, ooh, look what happened. We are seeing a shift. But there are some signs, Paul. I think there are some signs. I hope I'm right.
Well, we're, you know, the clock is ticking and we're going to find out. And I believe that the American people, except for the, you know, the hardcore dyed-in-the-wool, like, psychotic Democrats, anybody who's like, who considers themselves a moderate or whatever, that they're pretty much fed up with food prices, gas prices, you know, everything. And people, and the American people, always express their anger at the ballot box. They always have. And we're going to see in November whether or not that anger is stifled, or whether it's allowed to be.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. Let me throw some comments out when we come back. I want to go to the abortion ruling, not to discuss abortion, but to talk about some nuance in that. Because the Democrats are hanging their hat now that Americans are going to vote abortion in the midterms. And I'm going to tell you why they're not. Pretty much along the lines of what Paul, where Paul was just going. But we'll get a little bit more detail. We'll be back with Paul Markle. Don't go away.
Yeah.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com studios lit up for you. Crossbreed holsters, mic on fire. I am Mark Walters on the mic, filling your prescription for freedom today on dozens of radio stations around the nation. Great to be with you today. I hope you're enjoying the program as much as we enjoy bringing it to you today and every day, and it is presented to you by X Insurance. I welcome back Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, did you want to throw any exclamation points out on the previous two segments? Now's the time.
No, I you know, as far as the Supreme Court of the United States saying that It's kind of a twofer. You know, we've got the New York thing, and then we have the Roe v. Wade thing. And what's funny is how people are like, "Oh, you can't take away a woman's constitutional right to kill her baby, and then give people guns." Like, actually, if you read that document, you would see that one of those things is a right, and one of them is not. And it's refreshing that we have at least six people in the court. It's refreshing to have six. I'd like to have, I mean, I'd be happy with five. It's refreshing to have six people on the court.
Isn't it, though?
Took the time to read the Constitution. Who would have known?
Who would have thunk it, right? I was going to talk about the Dobbs case a little bit. I've decided I'm not going to go into the abortion deal. I don't want to. I'm done with that. I'm done with that whole thing. There's so much misinformation about the Dobbs case out there, as you just mentioned, and put it really in a nutshell. First off, outlaws, it's not outlawed. Abortion is not outlawed. It's simply, as you made the point in the first segment of the broadcast, it simply remands the decisions back to the state and the people. And that begs this question, though, is what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they're going to sit and scream at me all day long that 70% of people believe this, and this, then they ought to be absolutely, utterly thrilled that those 70% of people across the country are going to be making the decisions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're not, because they're lying again, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lie. It's like when they say that, when we have Democrats and spineless, traitorous Republicans saying, the people want this. No, they don't. The people don't want gun control. And we know this because the people have been buying guns like there's no tomorrow for 3 years. If the people thought guns were so bad and so terrible and people shouldn't have them, they'd stop buying them. But, I mean, just based on sales numbers alone, the average person doesn't believe that. And the idea that everybody wants safe and dump abortions and da-da-da-da. And, you know, no, they don't. And if you think they do, then you wouldn't be afraid of the states being in control of it. You're afraid of the states being in control of it because that's what it's all about. It's about control. That's what gun control is about. It's not about guns. It's about control. It always has been. And that what they're worried is that what their pet peeve or their pet project or pet whatever is not going to be forced upon people. And they can't stand that because they cannot stand the idea that people would actually make decisions for themselves. They can't stand the idea that people would actually have their own liberties. And whether it's killing your unborn baby or whether it's purchasing and carrying a gun or what have you, they can't stand that. And they need the government to carry the water for them. They need the government. They believe the government should force you to go along with their viewpoint.
And you know what interests me about what you're mentioning now? I'm kind of glad you brought this up, actually, because this is why gun control is a losing issue at election time. And it historically has been. The Democrats know it. We know, for example, and we'll talk with Paul about the quote-unquote gun control bill here in just a couple minutes. Kind of use this as a segue here because of what he just mentioned. Let me explain. Historically speaking, the Democrats tend to walk away from gun control, Paul, as we get closer and closer to elections, particularly a major election like this midterm coming up.
Right.
We know they were pushing to get this done by the 4th of July recess so that they could get something written so that the Democrats could say, hey, we did something. And try to use that as an impetus to pick up votes without having to fight over gun control in October as we are approaching the election, because they know that would be a loser. Here's why. Historically speaking, we tend to find even Democrats who might not own guns, as we get closer to hearing about gun bans and taking away this or taking away that, people sit back and they think, well, wait a minute. I might not be a gun owner today, but I might want to be a gun owner tomorrow. And I do have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Even those who are vocal about not liking the right to bear arms will quiet themselves down as we get closer and closer and closer to a bill or an election. Do you think that came into play at all in this case?
Yeah, this case, what they did was they essentially, well, they engaged in what we like to call feel-goodism or feel-good legislation. We all know, though thinking people know, that this is not going to stop crime. And it's not going to reduce violence committed by humans with guns.
Well, that's what they said it's going to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the Clinton crime bill was going to stop violence, and the Clinton Gun-Free Zones Act or school Gun-Free Schools Act was going to protect children. And Columbine happened 5 years after he signed that legislation. How'd that work out? Well, you're not supposed to talk about that. Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about that, are you? They know it. And it doesn't matter because the history of gun control is not about guns. It's about control.
Correct.
And
always
the
has
fact
been,
of the matter is politicians love, you know, in the book I wrote called Examining the Armed Citizen, I demonstrate how politicians actually love criminals and terrorists because it's the behavior of the criminals and terrorists that give them the excuse to usurp power of which they do not have any authority to take. And they always have. But the fact is their actions never slow down or stop the criminals and terrorists, but they use them as their excuse to usurp authority that which the Constitution gives them none at all.
Yeah, you are spot on. And it's hard to argue that other than to agree with it. And maybe add something to that because here's what I would add to what Paul is saying right now. If you tend not to believe that, then let me throw something out there at you in this context. The Democrats are not going away. They didn't get a gun control bill that they wanted. They didn't sit down and compromise in good faith and say, okay, this is what we want. This is what you want. Because the Republicans, save for a couple of them on there, were not pushing for gun control. What the Democrats are doing is getting them to agree with them. That's compromise to a Democrat. Agree with me or the hell with you. The Republicans got nothing, as we discussed yesterday. Nothing. They got not as much bad stuff as they would have gotten if the Democrats didn't need 10 votes. Let me put it that way and put it in that perspective. Where I'm going with this is really simple. The Democrats are going to come back and they're going to want more, Paul. You know it. I know it. They're not done. Shannon Watts didn't close up shop and go, well, we got the gun control bill we wanted. Bye-bye, Mike Bloomberg. Thanks for all your help and your billions of dollars over the last 15 years. We're done. We got a gun control bill because they still don't have control of you because you are still armed. And their ultimate goal is to disarm you. And they've already told us that what we just saw in the Senate was just the beginning. We've got one more segment with Paul Markle. We'll talk in more detail about that gun control bill and get some thoughts from Paul, specifics about it, what we think and what he thinks is going to happen going forward. We'll be back right after this with Paul Markle. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Far, the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, Daniel Defense. I am so thrilled I have that new rifle. Still haven't had it out yet, but I just got it 48 hours ago. That new Daniel Defense piece. Ta-da, there it is. I was waiting for that. Greg did not disappoint. So I'm looking forward to getting that out. I'll let you know when I do. I'm Mark Walters with you on the Crossbreed Mic, GunBroker.com studios. Have you joined GunBroker.com yet? If not, ask yourself why not. It is free. Do it so you got something different to do at lunch so that you can go in and check out over 1.5 million auctions. I promise you, you're going to find some cool stuff and a lot of stuff you didn't even know existed. So make sure to check it out, GunBroker.com. Great company. We've been with them a long time, and we love them to death. X Insurance presents all of this. And don't forget the Double D Foundation. While I'm at it, let me just run through it quickly. CrimeResearch.org. Have you supported Dr. Lott yet? We will have Dr. Lott. I'm anticipating. I'd like to get him for an hour, Greg. And I would like to hold him onto the Monster Show, okay?
Yeah.
To talk specifics about the Bruin case, as only John can do, because he's got the empirical evidence.
All right.
So he knows things. So we're hopeful that we'll have John on the program at the very least for 2 segments, hopefully for 4 segments. HeavensHarvest.com, Fort Worth Armory. Make sure to check out ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Get you some Defender coffee. Support the Second Amendment with every sip. Visit ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Check out all of our partners. And please, talk to X Insurance. Not just about your CCW freedom needs, but about your businesses, your lifestyle. They cover everything. They will create a policy for you if you need one. Talk to them, xinsurance.com. They cover me in four areas of my life. Fantastic company. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Let's go into some more detail, into the weeds a little bit about the gun control bill. I'm always concerned when I hear people say, well, it doesn't do a whole lot. I'm not worried about it. It doesn't impact me. Well, you know what? I have an 18-year-old son in September. I have a 19-year-old daughter going to be 20 in November. It impacts both of my kids, both of whom are responsible young adults, both of whom work like dogs and should be able to buy what they want to be able to buy without an enhanced check. Now, here's where this impacts people down the road. As we know with the quote-unquote assault weapons ban, which Murphy, we're supposed to thank him and get on our knees. Oh, thank you. Let's kneel before Zod. You didn't take away or even propose taking away my guns yet. Thanks for that, Murphy. He didn't do that because he knows he's going to be able to blame the Republicans down the road when another psychopath uses a firearm. And guess what? That person's likely going to be over 21. And they're going to use the same excuse that they gave for 18 to 20-year-olds for enhanced background checks. Well, we need enhanced background checks for over 20, for everybody, so that they can continue to push their nonsense. That's what's coming down the pike. So I don't want to see any complacency from anybody. Add to it or correct me if I'm wrong, please, Mr. Paul Markle, student of the gun, the professor himself.
We've at some point in time, the adults need to take charge of this country, and I don't know when that's going to happen. But everything, step number one, why are you and I doing the job of the media? Why are we doing their job?
Because they're not doing the job.
Exactly. If they were responsible members of a media, if they were the watchdogs, if they were the fourth estate like they're supposed to, they would go in front of these senators and congressmen. They'd raise their hand and say, can you offer us or explain to us or tell us when any of these measures that you're proposing have ever demonstrably worked to reduce crime? Go. Just because they never have worked doesn't mean they won't work this time. We need more laws. Well, you know, if you look coast to coast, north to south, east to west, there's over 10,000 state, municipal, and federal gun laws on the books. So what you're saying is all of those laws don't work, so we need new ones.
Well, let me add to that. Wouldn't you love to see any member of the fourth estate ask Chuck Schumer, sir, you're from New York. It's widely recognized by every gun control group in the country. All of the professional gun prohibitionists will tell you, including Bloomberg, who resides in your state, will tell you that they're proud of the strict gun laws. Second worst in the United States of America, by the way. Now, Delaware is going to get ready to surpass everybody. We're going to talk about that on the Sunday show, guys. Believe me. But at where we stand right now, sir, can you show me which one of those new SAFE Act laws that you enacted in the dead of night after Newtown prevented the Buffalo shooting? As he stares at you and gets mad at you and says, you must be from Fox News, and then turns and refuses to answer the question because he can't, because there are no new laws. I mean, show me those laws. You need one more? What is the magical law you need that's not in the SAFE Act that would have prevented Buffalo? Because obviously your SAFE Act didn't. Paul, we know the answers to these questions. Of course not. They never will. Because the very simple act of asking that question exposes the media as the agenda-driven lapdogs of the progressive Democrat machine that they are. So don't expect it anytime soon. It isn't coming, Paul.
No, that's why we have to do what we do. Everything that they did is based upon lies. Based upon lies or emotion or emotional lies.
Ooh, I like that.
And nothing in there is what. And can, for the love of all that's holy, can we just stop with the age game? You know, 20, 30 years, when I was a kid, before I was a kid, we just decided as a country, okay, you need to be 18 to be an adult.
Signed, it's an arbitrary number. Blah, blah, blah.
Right, and they're an arbitrary number. Now, our founders, what you guys know is one of the amendments bumped the voting age from 21 to 18. Our founders knew that the human animal does not have a fully developed brain until after age 20, 21. That they're at age 18, 19, their brains are still developing. They're not done.
Of course.
They knew that. And the Democrats pushed to drop the voting age to 18 because they thought, well, since they're mush brains, they're going to vote for us. And that since they have soft brains, they're going to vote for us. Now, it turned out, actually, historically, that didn't really work out for them, that they didn't get a big net gain by dropping it to 18 like they thought they would. And so what do they do? Well, they've been kicking around 16. So now a 16-year-old is supposed to be able to vote for president, senators, congressmen, but you can't buy a beer. Want to talk about tyranny by a three-letter tyranny? Like, oh, you got to be 21 to buy cigarettes now, tobacco products. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, the FDA said. Uh-huh. What? Where did the FDA get the authority to tell my state what the tobacco purchase age is? Oh, well, they don't have the authority, but they just gave it to themselves.
They made up numbers out of thin air.
They made up numbers and just said it.
That's all they did. And they told us that. Yeah. And that's why I love to hear the argument from the left. You can't buy a beer, but you can walk in and buy one of these weapons. Well, the only reason you can't buy a beer is because you said so. Because when I was that age, you didn't say so. Because I could. I could do both. In fact, I didn't have to go through the hoops that we have to go through now to buy that gun. And we didn't have the problems that we have now created by your political ideology. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Studentofthegun.com, right? You got 15 seconds. Tear it up.
Oh, just come and check me out, hippies.
Come and check him out, hippie. He's a student of the gun. We love you, Paul. Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate it very
much. All right, thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Guys, we got a great conversation coming up with you in the next half hour. Don't turn the dial.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.